thousands of people vacation in Hawaii every year. If you really want to sample authentic Hawaiian culture, you need to go to the annual Merry Monarch Festival, the world's most prestigious hula competition. This year, a Puget Sound area group is competing, the first in the festival's 55-year history. It's a big deal for the participants and for tens of thousands of native Hawaiians who live in Washington State. KUOW's arts and culture reporter, Marcy Silman, tells us why.
This song, the Hawaiian war chant, was a huge Hollywood hit in the 1940s. Kauai native Kamaile Hamada says Hollywood misrepresented his culture.
Hollywood has videotaped the Hawaiian war chant and with skirts and feathered uli uli and all that kind of stuff. But in actuality, it's not a war chant. It is a love-making song.
You won't hear anything like it when Hamada's hula group gets together. Rio Hula is a repository of Hawaiian indigenous culture, oral history, and tradition. And that's what Hamada teaches the students at his halau, or school. He's a kumu hula, literally a source of hula knowledge. Hamada's been trying to take his group to the Merry Monarch Festival for more than a decade.
Everybody that's grown up in Hawaii, in hula, that Merry Monarch stage is a goal. And once you get onto that stage, then you are part of the who's who in hula.
This is the Olympics of hula competitions.
That's Tanya Camacho Jose. Her mother, Sweetie Camacho, led this group with Hamada before she passed away in 2009.
My grandma, my mom's mom, she participated in the very first Merry Monarch. So for me, this is beyond a dream. I mean, I never thought at all possible this would happen for us.
The group's been rehearsing 6 days a week to get ready. They'll perform two different types of hula. The first, called kahiko, goes back centuries, before white explorers landed in the Hawaiian Islands. The dancers hold slim wooden sticks they beat together to the rhythm of their chant. Ancient hulas like this retell Hawaiian history and legend, according to Ivalani Christian. She's a kumu hula at another Puget Sound halau. Christian's been studying traditional Hawaiian culture for more than 40 years.
I was groomed at a very early age in the culture by my tutuwahine, my grandmother. And she endowed upon me the responsibility to preserve and perpetuate the culture.
Christian says her most important duty is to transmit Hawaii's oral history to the next generation through hula.
It's not just teaching a dance. It's going to be perpetuated, right, and preserved in the form that it needs to be.
Like many indigenous traditions, hula was suppressed by Western colonizers. The practitioners went underground. Hula didn't resurface until the late 19th century. That's when Hawaii's last king, David Kalakaua, included it at his coronation celebration. Kalakaua was known as the Merry Monarch. He's the namesake of today's prestigious hula festival. Kamaile Hamada has done all he can to prep his group for the festival. Win or lose, this is the culmination of the dream he shared with his late partner, Sweetie Camacho. As soon as he found out they were in, he went to her grave.
As soon as I hung up the phone, then I went to visit Sweetie at her, where she's at. And of course, cry and all that kind of stuff. For the goal, it's finally going to come true, right?
In Parkland, Washington, I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.